We are joined today by Dr. Jeanette Simon from Des Moines Valley Health and Human Services, and we're talking today about suicide loss and an upcoming event that specifically has to do with that. So welcome. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Hi, Kempson. I'm here today. I'm representing a whole team of people and the Coalition for Suicide Prevention to tell you about our second annual International Survivor of Suicide Loss Day. It's kind of a mouthful, so sometimes we just call it Survivor Day. So we want to continue to build on that momentum that we had from that great support from the event, that Out of the Darkness event that was held in Jackson on September 27th. There were nearly 300 people walked and talked and demonstrated their support for suicide prevention. So we're building on that momentum.
Yeah, a lot of different people are affected by this for sure. What's some of the data on that?
Well, it's really overwhelming when you think about it. It's worldwide, a person dies by suicide every 40 seconds. So that's kind of incredible. And even though that number is really terrible, it's just really the tip of the iceberg when you consider what's called or referred to as the ripple effect of suicidality. So it's estimated that for every suicide death, there are between 135 and 465 individuals affected. And that's when you consider, of course, people to the nucleus of that ripple, and that would be the families and friends. But then there's coworkers and classmates and healthcare professionals and law enforcement, really the entire community when you think about it. And other studies have found that 48 to 58% of adults in the United States know at least one person who has died by suicide.
And maybe even especially, unfortunately, more locally in some of the outstate areas.
I think it's kind of amazing to me because I've only lived and grown up in rural areas and we're, you know, I love it. I choose to live in a rural area. And, but you consider that the suicide rate for some reason is higher. In fact, it's 1.5 times higher in rural communities than in urban areas, which really amplifies then that ripple effect because, you know, people know people.
And how does that impact differ?
The survivors of suicide loss do have that extra layer, it seems like, of grief, including a complicated grief due to stigma. They may even be battling their own mental health issues, and which, by the way, puts them at risk for suicide.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. How else does that affect things?
Well, you can imagine that the statistics are out there and say that if you have a suicide, a direct descendant suicide, you are 30 to 40% higher at risk for suicide.
And that stigma as well, how does that look?
Well, you know, we've done a lot of work locally for the past 3 years. We've got a really nice stigma-free campaign, but we need to continue that campaign because even though it seems like we're gaining on it, yes, that still is a predominant issue when you're dealing with mental health in general, but then suicide especially. In fact, this last summer, we did a survey and we asked the communities what was the highest concern facing our community. And they said the stigma is the second highest concern. The stigma of mental health and suicide are the second highest concerns facing our community.
What's the number one then?
Well, the number one, it probably doesn't surprise you, but people mention the access to available resources. So, and that's their number one concern, and making sure that the community supports each other and what we can do to help each other makes it even more critical.
So how does all this lead into Survivors Day and the event and what it represents?
Well, it was created by Congress in 1999. And since then, it's been sponsored and supported by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, who also helped us with our Out of the Darkness walk. And so every year, hundreds of events are organized in the United States and around the world. And this is the day when friends and family who have lost a loved one to suicide can join together in hope and healing and support. So Survivor Day always falls on the Saturday before the American Thanksgiving. And it was chosen because, well, it's not, if it's worldwide, international, it's not Thanksgiving everywhere. But it also is kind of nice that it falls, you know, into that holiday season, which can be really tricky for survivors. So they sponsor hundreds of these days worldwide on that particular day. And I was recently on a training call, and people on the training call were from Australia. We had someone from the Congo, United Kingdom, Ireland. Some of them had to get up in the middle of the night to participate. I was pretty lucky. It was during the work day, but it was really surreal to see, you know, this international effort. So it is that, you know, really, hopefully there's lots of days, but it is that one day of the year that's set aside when people are affected by suicide loss can gather in their local communities and they can find comfort and they gain understanding. They share their stories if they want to, you know, of healing and hope. And as I mentioned, this is a specific event for those closer to that center of the ripple.
So what is the local part of all of this? And, you know, how do you kind of, how does that maybe start to get some good ripples going? Maybe?
Right. We hope so. This is our second annual event. Last year we did the same thing and we had a really nice turnout and a lot of nice feedback. So we thought we would do it again. And the local survivor date is going to be held in Jackson on Saturday. That's November 22nd. It's at Lacan's Family Celebration of Life Center. It's from 10 to 2. There's no charge for the event, and the Mental Health Foundation of Windham Area Health is providing the lunch. So this year, something different than we did last year is we're offering our materials in Spanish. An interpreter will be present if needed. So I should also mention a few, if I could, of the other contributors or, you know, sponsors. We have the, in addition to the Lacan family hosting the event in the location, the Southwest Foundation, Initiative Foundation, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, the Behavioral Health Alliance, and Des Moines Valley Health and Human Services, Jackson Center for the Arts, numerous volunteers are all working together to make the day possible.
How does someone register for this event?
Sure. You can register and ask or ask any questions, and you can email me at stigmafree@dvhhs.org. There's flyers posted around the area, places like the grocery store, the post office, the libraries, lots of places. And there is a QR code that you can click on that and you can register. You can also register through the Des Moines Valley Health and Human Services Facebook page. And you really, you don't have to register. If you just feel like today's the day, then you can just come on in. We're not going to turn anybody away, even if we have to divide our lunch into several other pieces. No problem at all. We want you to be there. We'd rather have you there than not. And so for the loss survivors who are attending the Survivor Day event, this is, again, an opportunity that they can discover that they're not alone in the experience of losing someone that they love to suicide. And talking about it, and that's being part of the grief process really in a safe environment, can be instrumental in the healing process. So as long as I have the microphone, can I plug something else? Okay.
Yeah, any other thoughts resources are totally welcome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great. I love that. So I want to just talk about, again, I've said this before on your show, but just to, you know, help us with the vernacular around suicide. So if we can remove from our mouth and avoid saying he or she committed suicide, because, you know, we really think about it, we don't commit cancer or something like that. So it's a disease of maybe the brain or rather than other parts of the body. Instead, say that that person died by suicide or that person attempted suicide. So those are fine, or died by mental illness. So, and another additional, some resources, I always like to plug the 988. Got to plug that 988. It's been around now for about 2.5 years. It is the National Suicide and Crisis Hotline, and they can guide you to some other mental health resources that are local in the area. By the way, we do have several. It's just we got to get, you know, more of the word out. And then if you have other concerns in addition to mental health, the United Way has a 211 number. And that, like the 988, is a 24/7 number. And it is a little broader. So it, in addition to mental health, it includes food, housing, support, medical, legal advice, that kind of thing. And we are lucky enough, one last thing, to have a suicide loss grief support group in our area. And that meets up at Windham on every second Tuesday of the month from 6 to 7:30 at the Windham Evangelical Free Church. So if you want more information on that, you can email WindhamSuicideLoss@gmail.com.
And normal grief isn't the right way to say it either from earlier that I said, but it's better to reach out, which is true for everything that we're talking about, because there's someone out there.
Exactly. And that's just fine. We're all learning about that. And there's, you know, really no wrong or right. We just kind of all are in this together, no matter where you are in your journey, whether it's in your own grief journey or whether it's in your learning journey. We're all in this together, Kempson.
Right. And yeah. And then so, yeah, somebody's got somebody and we can help you find somebody.
That's right. That's right. And I hope that if it's not something that's for you, please help spread the word November 22nd. And better yet, you know, accompany them.
And or reach out.
That's right. Thank you.
Absolutely. Dr. Jeanette Simon from Des Moines Valley Health and Human Services talking about suicide loss and in the upcoming event, of course. One more time, let's go through those.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Okay, so it's at Lacan's Celebration of Life Center on November 22nd. It's from 10 in the morning until 2. Again, there's no charge. And lunch will be provided by the Mental Health Foundation of Windham Area Health.
So that's coming up. And of course, make sure that you're monitoring all the resources we were talking about as well for all the details on that and more. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you out there for listening as well.